Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Tomorrow on this show, the head coach of Boston College football, Bill O'Brien, at 6:45 this morning in about 40 minutes. We'll talk with Jelani Tavai of the New England Patriots as they get ready for the Jets tomorrow night. But there are some leads left this morning. Hello, Courtney.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. And I know that Curtis just finished his lead and said, you know, despite what people think, he does not hate Bill Belichick. Well, I am one of those people. And I always felt like there was some underlying issue that maybe we just didn't know about. Why does Curtis hate Bill Belichick?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I think
a lot of people ask.
Yeah.
They don't get it.
I think I now know.
Uh-huh.
Because Bill was coming for his job. Devin McCourty was on This Is Football and talked about this, and it all makes sense.
This is my rookie year. We're playing the Jets on a Monday night, so we're doing a nighttime walkthrough Sunday night before the game. And he grabs all the corners and he grabs me and he says, hey, when we're running down this sideline, the way the wind pattern is in our stadium going towards the open end, the wind whirls like this. So the ball is going to look like it's going further than what it is, but it's going to hit that wind and it's just going to drop. So when you're running on this side, make sure you turn around and get your head back. And I remember sitting there like, really, dude, the wind pattern? And sure enough, I get a go ball on that side against Braylon Edwards. I turn and then I look back at him and then I remember like what Bill said. I turn my head back, ball drops right in my lap, get an interception. From that point on, there was nothing a guy could tell me that I would be like, nope, I believe in everything. I was drinking the Kool-Aid heavy after that.
Bill Weathersmoke Belichick.
He would make a great one.
He really is one. I mean, there you go. You always talk about how Bill Belichick was able to make guys miss, make guys
better.
Win games.
Yeah.
This is why.
All right.
Curtis,
that explains
we
it,
now
Curtis.
Know.
I feel seen.
Yeah, that explains it all.
Could you imagine Bill defending a bad forecast on social media? That would be priceless. And Reiner, by the way, has said it was going to rain the last 2 weeks consecutively. Wrong every day.
But it is.
No, ricochet shot.
Shots fired. I don't think Jeremy Reiner has been saying that, Curtis.
No, it's a joke, everybody.
Okay,
go outside, breathe air. I love Jeremy.
We haven't only had a lot of rain at all around.
No, we haven't had.
Nope.
No,
it's coming tomorrow.
Is it really?
Yep.
We need it.
Yeah.
We need the rain.
It'll really help those living bus shelters that have the plants on top.
But again, one of those things that made Bill really, really, really special.
Yeah, and it'll make him special next year when he lands his new job.
Yeah, when he's coaching again.
Yes.
And just to clarify, I don't want to speak for Scheim, but I know Curtis said that Courtney and Scheim did believe. I still do believe that Bill Belichick will not be coaching.
You still believe it?
Yes.
You do too, Scheim?
Yeah, firmly.
Oh, okay.
Keith and Jones had a caller on yesterday, I believe, was at the Philly game and said Belichick and what's the owner's name?
Jeffrey Lurie.
Were like basically
hand in hand. Well, it would seem like, based on what I saw, that it would be impossible for that to happen because he had Matt Patricia following him around like his errand boy when he was down there for Monday Night Football. Is Matt Patricia the new Bears?
Right. Oh, I felt like you were to say he's like his Bobes.
Yeah. He probably is.
But
Bobes will be at Post Malone with me tonight. I love Bobes.
I see Bobes all the time. Yeah. He is a tall glass of sun tea. But I would say this, Greg. I have been wrong about saying, I think Courtney brought it up first, about mid-season hires, that Bill might do that before she says he's not coaching, which it could totally happen. Wouldn't this be an opportunity if the Eagles suck, if they're 1-4 or something, where this team is ready-made to win now, they bring Bill in mid-season, Bill gets extra time to get those wins that he wants to stockpile, and he could change. I don't know. Wow. It's very rare, yes. Right? Yeah. Antonio Pierce last year with the Giants, it's usually an interim guy on the staff outside of Jeff Saturday, which was a totally outside-the-box move. Like I don't know. That seemed like something that could potentially happen.
You said Antonio Pierce Giants. You meant Raiders or no?
Oh, right, from the Giants on the Raiders staff, right.
All right, excellent. Thank you very much. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. Mine will be quick here. And talk about a guy that was in all types of turmoil that completely flipped it and turned this whole thing around. And we haven't really, I don't know how many people have kept their eyes on it, but Shohei chasing history, the first player to potentially be in the 50-50 club. And like that whole Shohei gambling thing.
That thing went away quick.
Went away quick, right. And then he has the season that he's having now, and you know his 11 games left, and there's looks like there's a really good chance he's going to make it. He's at 48 home runs and 48 stolen bases, so anytime he gets on base, believe me, they're going to be like, try to go ahead and steal a base, but think about all that and where we are right now, and once he, you know, ultimately if he does hit that 50-50 club, how much, you know, praise we'll be talking about Shohei and what a season he had. And, I mean, obviously the Dodgers are going to make the playoffs and everything. Just, it's one of those things, man, when you could play and you're that good, everything else goes away.
All right, great point, Wiggy. Thank you. We're going to take a quick break. So we'll get to my lead next. And then they said it. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And Aaron Rodgers actually complimenting somebody else. And it happens to be somebody on the New England Patriots. So we'll get to that after my lead next.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.